Hello, and welcome to Grow Your Potential Psychotherapy. The next visualization and mindfulness exercise is around loving compassion, something that most of us could do more of in our lives. So to start this meditation, just assess how you are sitting. Find somewhere comfortable, warm, somewhere you won't be disturbed. And just spend a couple of minutes making yourself comfortable. This meditation visualization is all about taking care of yourself. So if you want to get a nice warm blanket, some nice warm socks, put on a lovely essential oil blend perhaps, or light a candle. This is all about creating a safe, compassionate space for yourself. So just spend a little bit of time just thinking about that and getting ready. And if you need to, just pause the recording and come back. So hopefully now you're in a lovely, safe, warm environment. I just want you to now get your body ready for meditation, visualization. So if you can just make sure that you have a chair or somewhere to support your back, this is really helpful in this visualization. And just like all of the visualizations and meditations I do, just spend some time in your feet, feet on the ground. Breathe into your feet, push into the earth beneath you, and feel the resistance of your feet. Feet have lots of nerve endings, and so just push your big toe into the earth, maybe your little toe, and then your heel, and feel the resistance. Now become aware of all the places that your body touches the chair or the floor, if you're sitting on the floor. Your back supported by the chair, back of the legs supported by the chair. Shoulders are heavy, like coat hangers, just let them hang from your shoulders. Back of the neck is heavy, forehead is heavy. Cheeks, nose, jaw is soft. Let your tongue lie gently in your mouth. Chest is heavy. Stomach, groin, thighs, legs, all heavy. Let gravity pull you downwards. If you are really relaxed in your body now, just start to notice the breath, because the breath is the answer to all meditation and mindfulness. It is in the breath that we find the answer. But as with all mindfulness, we don't need to overthink this. The breath happens anyway. Naturally and gently, just bring your attention to it. Notice the breath, the rising and the falling of your chest. Just let yourself be focused on the chest area. Put your hand there if you feel you need to, just to, and we use this to indicate that we are listening to ourselves, we are aware of ourselves. And just deepen your breathing now, breathing as much as you can into the belly. Feel your belly rising as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, just use your abdominal muscles to clear the lungs of all the old energy, the old day. And as you do so, feel a sensation of letting go, of moving energy upwards and outwards. Because this visualization is about self-compassion, I want you just to ask yourself now, how am I today? How am I? Become aware of any sensations in the body, any way that makes you feel uncomfortable. Maybe there's a little bit of anxiety there. So don't judge it, just notice it and let it bubble up by bringing attention to feelings in the body. We allow them to grow and they become released. Remembering the idea that feelings are like weather, they're just clouds in the sky. Anxiety comes, anxiety goes and lowers. Nothing stays the same in the body and the feelings. It's always changing. But behind the clouds is the blue sky. So let the feelings come and let them go without judgment, without following the clouds. Just let them scuttle across the sky. Now I want you to begin focusing on the heart, because it is in the heart area that we feel love and self-compassion. Many of us don't really focus on our hearts very much. Focus on our heads and our busy minds and our thoughts. So as you have your hand on your chest, I want you to breathe into this area now. Really breathe in. Feel the heart filling your hand as you breathe in. And try and search now for the pulse in your body. Try and feel your heartbeat under your hand. Don't search for it, just let it come to you. The heart is very quiet, even though it works incredibly hard, and the heart is reliable. It is strong, it is wise. And if you listen to the heart, if you learn to listen to the heart, it doesn't speak the same language as the thoughts. Sometimes it gives you an image or a colour or just a feeling or a very fast thought, which is almost from your intuition. So the heart speaks differently from the head. It doesn't constantly chit-chat away like the brain does. So to listen to our hearts, we need to be quiet. We need to be contemplative. So just be with the heartbeat and let the feeling in the heart, whatever that might be, just let it grow now. Just let it grow and encompass you. And just let the heartbeat calm you. So now I'm going to ask you to repeat a mantra with me that is a really wonderful thing to say to yourself and a very compassionate thing to say. Firstly, ask your heart to open. Let my heart open. And I want you to repeat after me these words in your head, or you can say them out loud. I am strong. I am beautiful. I matter. I accept myself. Breathe in the words and repeat after me again when you are ready. I am strong. I am beautiful. I matter. I truly accept myself. As you say these words, I want you to be very careful not to judge yourself. Your inner critic might kick up. It might say, no, you don't matter. No, you're not beautiful. When this happens, just release and breathe into the heart, because the heart believes all of these things. Don't let the head get in the way. I am strong. I am beautiful. I matter. I truly accept myself. I am strong. I am beautiful. I matter. I truly accept myself. As you say this, take the words into your heart and hold them close. Repeat the mantra as often as you want. As you do so, breathe the words in, hold them close to your heart. You might want to say them to yourself during the day. I am strong. I am beautiful. I matter. I truly accept myself. Nobody can be you but you. You matter. No one is perfect. You might make mistakes in life, but you are strong. The most important thing is to truly accept yourself just as you are. Not your best self, not the self where you're slimmer, not the self where you have the job you think you should have, but as you are now, just in this moment, accept yourself. Hold yourself close. Feel the love and compassion grow in your heart. And breathe deeply into your belly, releasing every kind of negative thought that you have about yourself, because you matter. Breathe deeply now, breathing in all the way into your lungs, fully inflating, breathing in through the nose and releasing through the mouth, and a wonderful sigh. Once again, breathing in, holding the breath and releasing through the mouth in a huge sigh, letting it all go. Best breath for last. Deep breath, breathe in. Gather up all the negativity and blow it out. Releasing and allowing all of the negative energy to leave you. Return your breath to a normal light breath. Defocus yourself from your body. Imagine yourself from the other side of the room. Calm, breathing evenly. Become aware of any noises around you, any sounds, space around you. You take space. You matter. Take your space now. Let all the stress and anxiety leave your shoulders, back, relax, back of the neck. Feet on the ground, push into the earth, feel the resistance. And very, very gently just become aware of yourself. Maybe you want to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Move your head from side to side. Smile in your energy. A smile changes our brain. I want you now just to rub your hands together, make them warm, and place them over your eyes. Feel the warmth of your hands on your eyes. Slowly open the hands so a little bit of light comes in. And you might be able to see some light as you open your eyes behind your hands. Gently remove your hands. And come back into the room. Just notice in this moment how you are feeling. Notice, appreciate. I hope you enjoyed the loving compassion visualization. You can repeat the mantra to yourself every day. You don't need to go into the full visualization. And if the words don't work for you, find something that does. Create your own mantra, your own loving, compassionate mantra. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day. Goodbye.